Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So what if the Guardians just change their name every single year from here on out? And that way, if you don't like the name, you'll get a new one next year. And we'll roll it back with something new. They'd be the only team in professional sports to go with that. I think any sport, really. Does anybody change their name every year? I think minor league teams do it as a gimmick. But that way, how could anybody be mad? If you don't like the name, they're going to change it in less than a year.
Well, you know what they say about baseball team names in Cleveland, right?
What's that?
You don't like it. You just wait 5 minutes.
Just wait a little bit. There you go.
What would you name him next year?
Ooh, I got a lot of ideas.
Does it have to end with E-N's?
Yes.
Some people think that was a mistake that they did that.
Are we keeping the color scheme?
Yeah, I think you'd go with the exact same color.
Yes.
Just a thought.
Crayons.
Either way, sell it out. Sell out the game. We got at least two home games.
They're over there. Let's go. We're not putting our assistant GM on with this team. No.
That's the first question you've got.
You come on with the show. Yeah, the question was, should we help promote? Which, we're getting nasty answers about all the other stuff.
Are we?
Yeah. Because there's people who are saying, there's still people arguing about the name and all the other stuff, which maybe I shouldn't have said. Should I not said anything? Should I have said nothing about anything? Mike North is chiming in for whatever reason. Mm-hmm.
36 minutes an hour.
Legendary Chicago host is chiming in for the reasons I'm not really sure. But either way. Mike Forma going to join us, Guardians assistant GM. I just want to see a packed house. I do believe that they have to win the wild card round to consider. I think it's been a successful season. It's to their fans, I think they've already proven it. To fans who didn't care about the name change, who didn't want to make some grandiose thing, and they just wanted to watch baseball and be baseball fans, and it wasn't. Obviously, it's a big deal to everybody, but it wasn't the end-all, be-all, and they were just fans, right? I think that you would consider the season a success, wouldn't you?
Look, I think that...
The season's a success already. Is it not
just
making
like,
the postseason?
Just
the
like
season?
The Cavs, I think people got this wrong when I said the Cavs had a collapse at the end of the year. That didn't mean I didn't think it was a really important, really good, fun year for the Cavs. Yeah, they didn't like the wording, but it still was. As far as if you were to ask me.
The same thing as your Nick Chubb thing, which, damn it, I wanted to bring that up today because I was mad at you because I said the same exact thing, but you got the credit for the Nick Chubb stuff, and I didn't. And, yes, I am jealous of you about that because they're running Nick Chubb like crazy. And Lima wanted – real quick, so Lima has this whole thing about running Nick Chubb. And because it's Lima who said it,
into the ground.
Lima wrote into the ground. And because Aditi read it and got mad, and she did, let's be honest, she did not like the way you wrote it. And I don't even think she was listening to the show that day. Mm-hmm. And then other people read it, and they got upset because of the way you wrote it, which I was with you when we were talking about it. I'm going, guys, you don't understand the way he's saying it. I totally agree with him. I'm not even saying Derrick Henry levels. He's just saying to run the ball a hell of a lot more. And then when we actually talked to Aditi, Aditi agreed with you. Aditi totally agreed with you and said 25 times a game or 24, 23 times a game, which that's what he's been running. And they've been running Nick Chubb a hell of a lot more than 16.3 times a game. That's what they were running him last year. And they've been doing a tremendous job offensively through the first three games, which is all what we wanted. And I'm like, Lima's the one who got in the fight because he's the one who wrote into the ground. Lima's the one who gets the credit. I was upset with you yesterday. I go, damn you, I want credit too.
Oh, I think
jealousy is spoiling over.
You get plenty of credit.
It's just for homerism, though.
I know.
I want my football credit. I'm smart.
I know. You are. I love your nitty-gritty breakdowns. But in the end, just getting back to the original point.
But I'm smart.
Getting back to the original point, we always talk about how it's not our responsibility to sell tickets, right? That's not our thing.
Yes, thank you.
But since the team, they're not doing it on their own merits, which they should be, because they've earned your support. Plenty of teams in Cleveland have not earned your support, but you've gone out plenty of times to support those teams. This is one where I feel like
you're right.
They've earned it.
You're right.
And you need to go.
I think you're right.
So and you don't trust people in a playoff atmosphere to buy tickets without you telling them to buy tickets?
I really don't know what this team
year is. I don't know.
This might be the one time.
Frankly, this is the only year I've ever been a little nervous about it.
Didn't they have trouble selling out opening day?
The opening day was a little scary.
And that, you know when it is. You know the time.
It wasn't the playoffs,
schedule.
It's opening day. It's your tradition. Owen, I'm sorry.
They
I know
switched
that,
opening day.
Owen, I know you're the biggest Guardians.
They moved opening day.
Owen, I totally say that you're the biggest Guardians fan here.
Too late at night,
but
by the way.
You remember this. You were on that side. You were taking the calls. You had people calling me up, yelling at me, because what was it? The argument we had, not opening day, because I said if it was opening day, it'd be a different idea because it's your tradition. But there were people, the 25-game winning streak, or what was the winning streak when I said I wouldn't pull my kid out of school? And they were screaming at me that day. You remember that day, yeah. Tone? And they were yelling at you, calling me every word in the book before they even came on the air. And I had to hold my ground the best I could. And now I'm like, I can't physically push them into the building. And so it's a very odd situation. I want them in there next week. I want to be able to turn on the game and see 35,000, 36,000 or whatever it is. I want a full boat in there because I just don't want to have that conversation. I really don't want the goofballs calling in to say they told us so on Monday. I really don't want that. Like, I don't know how the wild card's going to turn out. I keep wanting to say World Series. I don't know how the wild card's going to turn out. I want them to win that. I think it'll justify a lot.
What would they be telling you so about? Though?
Because we
about
got...
not about people not going?
Every single damn time we turn on the damn phones, we get this group of goofballs, and I keep wanting to say something else too. We get the group of goofballs wanting to call in and say, well, they're revolting, they're having their protests over it, and they don't want to go anymore. Even though there was only 19,000 going to the games before, and now there's 15,000 going to the games. So a 4,000-person difference really doesn't make a big difference because 4,000 extra empty seats really doesn't look that much different on television when you're watching from
home.
Well,
they don't show
if
the
you're
upper
watching
it,
a post
corners,
game,
yeah.
Exactly, but if you're watching in a post-series game and you turn on TV and you're watching from a national perspective, so if someone's watching from Oakland, California, and they watch a Guardians postseason game and they see a whole bunch of empty seats, I just don't want to have that conversation.
And I'm telling you, that conversation is going to turn into a big slight against us and our fan bases.
I want to come in on Monday.
They will be.
After the Guardians win the wild card round.
What do we do when we see other teams that don't sell out their postseason games?
Judge them.
So what do you think is going to happen here? And you guys could say you don't care. You do care.
We judge the Rays.
You do care. We get more conversation about how Cleveland is perceived every day. We get that all the time.
We judge the Rays. We judge anybody else who doesn't sell them out, and we will be judged. If Jacksonville sell it out when they were in the AFC playoffs? I know that they played that AFC championship game. Did they play the championship game at home?
No, I believe they were on the road for the whole thing.
That's right. They won in Pittsburgh, but they lost the AFC championship game.
It was in New England.
Okay.
But either way, you get the point.
You're
right. You get the point. We would judge any other fan base if they were unable to sell out a playoff game. And so I think your credibility is at stake here as a sports town. I do. I think it's going to be used against you.
216-578-0092. Jim in Strongsville. Jim, hello.
Well, let me ask you this. Do the Guardians do the same thing that the Browns do, that anybody that even stands anywhere near any kind of media outlet gets to come to the game for free, sit in a nice section, they feed them hot pretzels and popcorn at halftime or during the seventh inning stretch or whenever, and give them free pops? Do they do that also? Because if they do, then I guess that you guys should be pushing it. That's something that sticks in my craw, is that the professional sports teams let 800 local media people go to games for free, sit there, get free food. What is this?
Technically, Jim, I mean, it's your work day. If you're at somewhere for 8 hours, you know, what are you supposed to pack a lunch and bring it in like that and go to the grocery store beforehand? I mean, it's your work day.
You can go to the concession stand just like everybody else.
Yeah, you could do that. But at Cavs games, you can go. Cavs games, you can go pay before the game. You can go to the game and pay.
I think the Browns are the only ones that actually furnish any food.
Well, what does that matter? I don't understand why that matters that they feed you.
Well, Lima,
what does that
you
mean?
Just acted like you.
Are you wait? Hold on,
team.
Jim. Are you saying that you should pay to cover the game? You should pay
you
for
should.
Your
why
job.
Shouldn't you? Why shouldn't you?
Do you pay to go to work? I don't. Other than your parking, you might
kind of want to see where that was going.
I guess I don't
saw enough.
I guess I don't understand if that's your career, are people paying to work at Progressive? Like they're going into Progressive?
It goes the other way around, Jim. That's how the economy goes.
Should the ushers be?
If I pay to go to work, I won't have any money.
Inning,
to pay.
Should the ushers go? Oh. I can't usher right now. I've got to head over and get a dog.
Not only that, if it's a premium game, should the ushers pay more to go to work that day?
Jim's a dog over there in Strongsville's not having a good time right now. Gary in Cleveland.
I hate to know what he thinks of union jobs.
Hello.
My God.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, guys. Hey, why should I care about this team when the owners don't care about the fans?
They gave you a winning team. What do you mean? They gave you a winning team.
Wait a minute. Let me explain.
Okay.
Last night they were supposed to run up the pennant-winning flag and do the celebration, right? So during the day they said, well, because of inclement weather, we're going to do it on Saturday. What about the fans that bought tickets for last night's game to see that and got screwed? How about me who got tickets for Christmas for opening day, and when opening day came around, I called down there and said, well, here's my confirmation. Here's my tickets. They said, oh, that game was for March 31st. We had to cancel that order. I said, well, wait a minute. So I get my money back. Well, my son bought it for me for Christmas. I go, my son gets his money back? And they said, yeah. I said, well, what about interest? And they said, what are you talking about? I said, well, you sold tickets illegally while you were on strike in December, been collecting all that interest money. I said, that's a Ponzi scheme. And they hung up on me.
Well, I don't know about Gary. I don't know about the interest part of it. I have no idea. I have to claim total ignorance on that.
Well, they're collecting interest on all that money. So for them saying that they don't make money,
so wait a minute. They did. Let me hold on. Don't do nothing. Let me ask them here now. Hold on. They didn't give you a voucher or anything like that. No, nothing back on the ticket.
They just gave us back our. They just gave us back the money for the tickets. But you know, bleacher seats are normally $20. Bleacher seats are normally $25. So the openers, they were $62 each.
So they gave you the $62 each for the tickets.
Right. But they didn't give us back the service charges that you have to pay when you buy tickets.
The Guardians will say, and Gary, the other thing, I mean, that's an issue with them, but they'll say, and thank you for the call, I mean, they'll say that's a third-party issue there, wouldn't they? I don't want to name the brand that would handle the tickets. Yeah. I think we know who it is, but I don't want to name who it is.
I'll just say
you need to take it up with them.
If your issue with the team has to do with that, how you've been handled personally, financially, then fine. If you have a case, then I can understand you saying I don't want to support them for that. And by the way, it does sound like he supports the team. He does care about the team. He wants a better experience when it comes to that stuff. You know what? I bet they're...
Well, I want a guy like Gary, who is a paying customer, to come back to the ballpark. But I do want that.
But I totally understand if that is your deal. But if it's just about a name change, guys, the players don't care what their team name is. They're just out there trying to win games, and they're winning. And what do we ask? I feel like we move the goalposts on what we ask each team in this town. Why don't we use... The same when it comes to whether or not teams win, but when they do win, well, I don't like the way they win. I don't like the way that they run their team. I don't understand how we move the goalposts every time.
I do like that Matt Forman's willing to come on with us coming up next. Assistant GM of the Guardians, Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Some tells you we're going to be hearing this song a lot more in the coming days and hopefully the coming weeks and months. Because that means your Cleveland Guardians are going to be making a run and hopefully having an October to remember to talk about that and so much more. Joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, we welcome in Guardians Assistant GM, Executive VP Matt Forman on the hotline. And Matt, I only did a cursory research project on you before you came on the air, and I want to run this by you. Was it true that you went to Northwestern for journalism?
That's correct. Yeah, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
And not only that, Matt Forman, but that you also were the editor-in-chief, the sports editor at the Daily Northwestern.
You've done your homework.
I have your LinkedIn up in front of me, so thank goodness somebody updated it. And with all of that said, Matt, you decided not to go into the world of journalism. Is that the biggest mistake of your life?
You know what? I don't know. I don't know that I would say that. I certainly enjoyed some of my different work in the journalism world and have a deep respect for what you guys do for a living. And at the same time, love what I get to do now.
All right. So with all of that said, we just came off an hour of the show where we said normally it's not our job to sell tickets for teams, but we want to see that place sold out for the playoffs. We really feel passionately that fans should respect what the team is doing right now, that your team has earned the support of the city, and that we want to see that place rocking like it always is for playoff games.
Well, appreciate you guys saying that. There's nothing like Progressive Field when it's packed in October. Think back of so many memories for how much of a competitive advantage Progressive Field can be when it's filled with Clevelanders. So really looking forward to October baseball here and having the place packed with Clevelanders.
Matt Forman joining us on the show. How much further along are you than you anticipated with your roster?
That's a good question. I think we'll let you guys set the expectations and create the narratives for how you expect things to go. I think we set out this year hoping to be competitive. And we prioritized opportunities for a bunch of young players, and those guys have taken steps forward in their development and really impacted us. What the exact timetable is, I'm not sure. I can tell you that we every year feel a great sense of urgency to be competitive, not only within the division, but beyond. And so, excited that we were able to clinch the division and see such great growth from so many young players across the roster this year.
My timetable was really 2024. Is that around the same ballpark, or were you thinking sooner than that or later?
Yeah, like I said, I'm not sure that we set specific timetables. They can become they're labels, right? And they can become self-fulfilling. I think we go into every offseason and every season hoping that we can do everything we can to make the team as competitive as possible. That's our charge. That's our mission. And setting expectations for ourselves, I think, can be self-fulfilling or blocking in a lot of ways. So we set out to do the best we can to put ourselves in the best position possible. And that goes for our players too, right? I think from day one of spring training, Tito emphasized the importance of the process, not the results. Play the game hard, play the game the right way, and we'll let the, you know, let the record speak for itself at the end of the year.
I don't know, Matt. When I saw Tito in that that clubhouse, when I saw him in the locker room popping champagne, it seemed to mean a lot for him. And he's been someone who's been through these wars. He's had totally different types of teams. He's had a lot of veteran-laden teams that have been able to get these accomplishments. The fact that you are the youngest team in baseball and that you seem to be the envy of all of baseball. When I check in on all the national broadcasters and the other regional broadcasters who wish their teams played like yours and came together like yours, I think this is a big-time accomplishment. And I mean, this was a shocker to me. Maybe it wasn't to you, but I think it's something you guys should pat yourselves on the back for.
You know what? I'm glad you mentioned Tito. I think, you know, Tito said that he's getting older, but celebrating division championships never gets old. That moment was special for Tito and so many people, you know, players, leadership across the organization. And, you know, Tito's going to be a Hall of Fame manager. You know, the way that he approaches every day, I think, is a real distinguishing quality of his. The moment never gets too big. He creates an incredible environment for our players to be the best versions of themselves every day. And we don't take for granted, you know, the opportunity to have a celebration like we did on Sunday.
Matt Forman joining us on the hotline right now from the Guardians, your Central Division champs. That's got to sound great to hear. When I consider the way that baseball has kind of moved, and we all think of your front office as kind of ahead of the curve, and you guys have been able to really be the team that other teams in similar situations want to emulate. But is this something you would ever consider emulating again? The fact that, you know, you're second last in home runs, you're doing it more station to station, and yet you're finding ways to win games, to rally, to win late, you know, last night notwithstanding?
Well, I think that one of the things that Tito and the rest of the coaching staff does exceptionally well is putting players in a position to succeed. Let's leverage our strengths and let's do what we can to minimize whatever weaknesses we may have, because we think that'll give us the best chance to be competitive. And so I think that's a replicable formula for performance. And I think regardless of the specific profile or types of players, we'll look to do that moving forward. But to your point, this has been a really unique group. I think it's kind of trending against maybe what some of the three true outcome components of baseball are across the industry at large. And it's been a fun style of baseball, running first to third, you know, playing the game hard, getting a hard 90 down to first every time, taking care of the baseball, not making errors, putting the ball in play and putting pressure on defenses. It's been a fun brand of baseball, and it's been really enjoyable for us, and we hope for our fans too.
But Matt, you hear what these other fans, these announcers in other cities, they almost talk about how pesky you guys are, how it's not exactly the sexiest style of baseball. I mean, it certainly seems like you wouldn't agree with that, would you?
I think it's a fun style of baseball. You know, it's a little bit of a throwback. Put the ball in play, grind at bats, get into teams' pitching staffs, and at the same time, you know, do the little things that you have to do to be competitive. Take care of the baseball, back up bases, be in the right place at the right time. It's easy to take those things for granted, but Tito has preached it and our players have embraced it. Those are the things that are going to set us up for success.
Have you ever worked for another organization?
I haven't.
What makes...
I've been with Cleveland for 10 years, and this is the only place I've been.
10 years. What makes the Guardians special to you?
I think the culture. The culture of the organization is a real separator. It starts at the top with ownership and Paul Dolan, and it transcends the entire organization from Chris Antonetti and Mike Chernoff to Terry Francona and beyond. We have really a really great environment to be a part of and to contribute to, and we have special people across the organization pulling on the same rope in the same direction every single day. And that gets me excited to come to work every single day and makes me feel really fortunate that I've been with the organization for 10 years.
Matt Forman joining us on the show, Executive Vice President, Guardians Assistant General Manager as well. So I talk to fans every day. Lyman and I both talk to fans every day. The fans are focused on one thing at all times. It's always payroll. That's out of your control. When it comes to power, though, that is in your control. How much power do you guys all get from ownership?
So you're referring to power in terms of power production for players or power?
Roster. How do you cultivate a roster? How your ideas, your work, your data, how to cultivate it with Terry, with everybody to put the best product out on the field you can with how much you can afford?
Sure. Well, I think one of the great components of our organization I mentioned is our culture, and we have a really collaborative environment where our leadership group gets together and assesses, you know, where are we, where we'd like to go, how can we get from where we are to where we'd like to be, mm-hmm. and you know, we have a collaborative dynamic to brainstorm ideas for how we can push things forward. So, power, I'm not sure that we often think of it that way. We think about how we can best work together to create the outcomes that we want to have.
You know, your team in the off season was rumored to take some swings at some other players that, you know, might have cost some money, might have taken some of the allocated funds towards, and instead you end up going with this roster that has almost been reshaped throughout the season. Do you feel like maybe it got fortunate that certain players didn't end up with you, that you ended up going with the players that are here, that are homegrown, and that you guys were so excited about instead?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, we had opportunities to pursue external players, both coming out of the lockout and at the trade deadline. It was a targeted group of players because anytime, you know, we make an acquisition, there's both the cost to acquire the player and the opportunity cost of playing time for internal players. And I think we went into this year expecting that we'd have a really young team. I don't know that we knew we'd have the youngest team in baseball by far, but I think we knew that we'd be really young. And we wanted to prioritize opportunities for those young players. I was sharing a story yesterday with some of the leaders in our front office group about our 2021 Akron Rubber Ducks team that won the Eastern League Championship. And that group was led by Stephen Kwan and Oscar Gonzalez and Richie Palacios and Will Benson and Xavion Curry and Hunter Gaddis. And the list goes on. And that was a special group who had played really diligently throughout the year in AA. And I think we felt like the environment that we were creating there could continue to progress throughout the minor leagues and into the big leagues. And it's been really special to see, the young faces who know each other so well from their time in the minor leagues to come up to the major leagues and continue that special dynamic that they have created throughout the years.
What do you guys do to constantly test yourselves to make sure you're not falling behind anything, to constantly make sure that you're we talk about this with football all the time, you know, making sure that you're constantly staying fresh. You guys have to do that in baseball. What do you do?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think we pride ourselves on innovation, but we have a deep respect for tradition, right? Things have been done a certain way in baseball for a long time for a reason, and we want to understand what those reasons are. At the same time, we're constantly thinking about ways that we can do things better and differently. And we know that if we do things the exact same way as everybody else, we'll probably get the same results as everybody else. And so we look for ways to distinguish ourselves. And I think we know that speaking to the dynamic of our really young team, I think we know that we have to be exceptional at scouting and player development. You know, that's the lifeblood of our organization. And so, we really invest a lot of time and energy thinking about our best practices and our processes to be exceptional in those areas.
All right, Matt, let's pretend you're a journalist again, way back there in college. Who are you pulling for here? Are you pulling for the Guardians to go up against the Rays, the Blue Jays? Who do you got? Who do you want them to see? Man. The Mariners? Come on, give us an answer.
I don't know if I can put that hat on. I'll leave that up to you guys. But any of the potential opponents that we could play are you know, really talented teams. We've had a chance to play, you know, some of them or all of them throughout the season, including you know Tampa Bay right now. They're all so talented, and you know we'll look forward to preparing for all of them. It's a challenge in our preparation. You know, we have our advanced scouting groups and our staff preparing for those potential opponents. And right now we're preparing for a handful of teams. And so as things whittle down, that'll narrow down our focus a little bit, but we'll do everything we can to prepare for whoever we end up facing the wild card round.
I mean, obviously baseball is a lot different than football. Football, these coaches are locked in watching 20 hours of tape, really not even hanging out with their families. It's very sad, Matt Forman. But for someone like you, what is your responsibility? What is your obligation now that you guys can sit back and enjoy the fruits of your labor and that you know you're going to the postseason, but you don't know who you're going up against?
Well, there's a lot of preparation going on across the organization. And, you know, I think we're from a major league team perspective, we want to make sure that our players are both healthy and prepared for the postseason. And so we have there's a handful of games left, six against Kansas City, two against Tampa, and we'll make sure that our players are both, you know, prepared but healthy heading into the postseason. We have our staff of scouts and analysts and others preparing for the potential opponents, you know, getting to understand their tendencies and the potential players that we might face in those series. And, you know, otherwise, I think it's putting all the pieces together to prepare for what that you know what the first round might look like.
What am I saying about Matt Forman in 10 years?
I don't know. I'll leave that to you guys as well. Hopefully, you're saying that you know I and we contributed to some really fun baseball experiences in Cleveland.
What's your other interest? You sound like a young guy. How old are you?
I'm 33.
Holy God, you are young. What made you fall in love with baseball?
You know, it was always my favorite sport as a kid. My parents have pictures and videos of me in batting cages at 2 years old. So, you know, I was linked on baseball at an early age, and it's always been one of my greatest passions since.
Did you tell your folks you wanted to do baseball, like you wanted to work in baseball, and they were like cool with it, even when you were at Northwestern? I mean, that is a prestigious university, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know that a career in baseball was a possibility. It was always a passion of mine, but someone with my background, you know, I wasn't sure that it was a possibility. It was an interest, and you know, through some of the writing that I did and different pieces that I prepared and relationships that I made throughout the game, I was able to you know, land an internship with Cleveland and have been here ever since. So was it a dream? Sure. But this is, you know, this is beyond my expectations that I would have identified as a, you know, as a rising freshman at Northwestern.
And now he just needs one or two guys to get plucked and he'll continue to move up the ranks.
Up
Matt,
he goes.
We appreciate you coming on and taking our dumb questions straight on. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
No, they're a great question. Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Okay, Matt Forman, Guardians Assistant GM and Executive VP on the hotline.
It's a long title.
That is. I would just add Assistant to the Traveling Secretary at this point. Would you not?
Well, if he's not the Assistant to the Traveling Secretary, then he'll call him the Assistant to the Traveling Secretary.
Doesn't matter.
More coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What are you going to say? Go all say right, it.
If you were our last guest.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there knowing you're in the postseason. I mean, you've got to be rooting for what... I know what people in sports say all the time.
What?
I know what they say all the time. They say, oh, no, all these teams present different challenges. There is no way you're not just like the fans where we dread one team or another and want to play the other team. We might be wrong. That happens all the time, too. In playoff series, you root for one team to advance and not the other because you're nervous about whatever. And then you end up being wrong half the time because it's
not science.
You know
who's right? BetQL. We're 3 weeks deep into the NFL season. How have your bets been doing? BetQL looks at every bet from every game and ranks them on a scale. I'm going to pass out from laughing.
You can't count this read because you went.
From a scale of 1 to 5 stars with those 5-star bets for being your best chances to cash in. Get started today. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Okay, go ahead.
I think there's no chance. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe this is why I'm not working with these professional sports teams in any capacity. But when you think about how we as fans operate, we're like, I don't want to play that team. I'm scared of that team. Not scared of the other team at all. Or we own that team this year. Like Seattle. Everybody says Seattle's falling apart here because of some injuries. We've had some people say that. But you've also seen them beat you 7 out of 8 games or 6 out of 7 games.
Some just got your number.
So would that factor in, or does a smart front office say, nah, none of those games mean anything? This is totally different. The way that we can arrange our rotation, the way that these teams are now, like none of that has anything to do
with it. Well, you would hope to be ready for game one and game two.
Like, would you have wanted, if you were the Browns, would you have wanted to play, honest to God, we know how it ended. Was anybody saying bring on the Steelers in 2020?
No.
In the playoffs?
No, well, you had COVID and everything.
Yeah.
For a second, I go, was I not paying close enough attention there? Because I was afraid you weren't talking about the Guardians for a second.
No.
When you said, boy, if you were the Browns, I go, oh, my God, no. Okay. I told you, man, Tuesday into Wednesday because of the back pill. I'm scatterbrained.
I know.
I wanted to make sure. You want to get to this caller now?
Oh, go ahead. Fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Sure.
Owen looks mad.
Good luck, Kathy. Let's go.
Oh, no. Wait a minute.
Be
can't
nice
do
to the caller.
She's on the air.
You've had a quick trigger way too often, man.
Let's
you
go. Got,
what's
all
going
right.
on here? You guys said I've been in a pouty mood. What's going on with Owen behind the scenes?
Oh, behind the scenes, we'll put it out there.
Owen?
You guys are 10 minutes late. Today.
I'm
going to
call.
Go.
Okay, we've been Owen.
We have been late.
We've been late, Owen, and I'm sorry
that
about
means
that.
We're going
our,
past
that's
the
our
time.
Fault. That's
Owen,
our fault. It's not the caller's
Owen
fault.
Owen puts up times that we have to be out
and we've been way over all day.
And we take liberties with those times.
And I'm sorry. I apologize, but you got pretty defensive about the Guardians earlier. I'm about to call you Owen Dolan here in a second. Go ahead, Kathy.
Hey, I just want to start by saying that I'm not a big fan of the name change to the Guardians. I'm going to always be an Indians fan, so I'm going to put that right out there. That being said, when we clinched the division Sunday, I immediately got online and ordered tickets for last night's game because I thought,
money paying,
you know,
customer.
Coming home, we're going to raise the flag. It's going to be great. There's going to be a big crowd there. And what a disappointment that was. First of all, I had gotten an email the day before saying, be there early. We're going to raise the flag, blah, blah, blah. Okay, got there early, no flag. The players walked out on the field, and I could just almost feel the disappointment in them at looking at that nearly empty stadium.
Kathy, they were probably hungover. They've been partying the last 2 days.
No.
Well, you don't know that for true?
And they deserve it.
Hold on a second.
Anyway.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Continue, Kath.
All right. All I have to say is, like I said, they are the Guardians now. They'll always be the Indians to me. But I'm going to support my team all the way because I think these guys are amazing.
Okay.
So people need to get in those stands the rest of these games and then starting in the playoffs.
See, there you go.
We concur.
Kath, thank you very much for
the call. Kathy, we concur.
See, you gotta be careful over there, man. You all have
and I don't know what you're talking about.
Owen had the itchy trigger finger the entire day.
The itchy trigger finger is on Jim's stupid call about why do you guys get to go to the games for free? Jim, I don't make a ton of money. I've paid for 20 games this year. Stop saying that crap, dude. People that care about this team pay to go to the game. I got a code. I got my tickets early. I'll be there next Friday night. It cost me 3 times as much as it normally does for the same seats that I always sit in.
Jim has been tweeting his ass off.
Good
since
for
that
Jim.
Call.
Jim's a loser for having those thoughts.
You can't call the listeners losers.
When they do that stuff, I can.
I still want to know why Jim had a problem with the media getting some free food. As if that was the
no
end
more
of the
hot
world.
Dog for
give
you.
Give you a pack of cigarettes and a vest, and all of a sudden, damn, Sam. Something about that chair over there and the listeners, man.
Well, it's more about you being late 10 minutes today.
What? Again, something about that chair over there,
I
huh?
No, you do your job so I can do my job. Who knows?
This show's back to teetering. We are back to teetering. I'm a little
mean?
Nervous.
What do you mean?
I don't like where this is going. We've got dissension with the callers. We've got all sorts of issues now behind the scenes with producers. This is not going to be pretty.
You said behind the scenes. This is right out here in front of God and everybody,
that's even
sir.
Worse.
You guys got to run over this one, too.
We did around the AFC North earlier where not one, not two, but all three of the guests said Deshaun Watson is not an elite quarterback. We going to get to that tomorrow?
All three.
All three of them said.
And we'll be late every segment.
Big thanks to everybody who joined us for Around the AFC North. A big thanks to what sounded like the very nervous Matt Foreman from the Cleveland Guardians.
He was playing it safe. He was playing it safe. He knows. He knows I'm right at the end. He's hoping the guys
he
get
plucked. He
sounded
like Paul Dolan was staring right in his face on the other side of the phone.
Let's be honest. He's definitely rooting for other guys to take other jobs. Then you get elevated. I've been rooting for guys to leave here for 11 years. Let's go. Get out of here. Your brand of sports talk's over. It's time for the new kid on the block. Now I'm 50.
For Big Country, for Jeff, for Noah,
stuck here.
Anthony Lima. Okay, Carmen, have a wonderful day, my friends.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.